Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Here on North Banana River Drive, we're located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. I know we put that in the beginnings and the ends of everything, but I like to reiterate that. And you know what? I also like to invite people to church. You know, if you're not doing anything, I know we're in the holiday season and people are kind of making their way back to church. We want to take a moment and invite you to come to Lighthouse Church. We have Sunday morning services at 8:30 and 10:30, and we're also going to be having Christmas Eve services at 4 and 5:30 here at the church. So just wanted to take a moment and invite you out for those. Come on out. And you know, we always do the program with a special guest, and it's really a more of a long time, almost permanent guest. But I have Martita Stanton with me today. Martita, welcome to the program.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing? Hi, everyone. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, you know, so...
I truly enjoy it.
Yeah, me too. I love getting on the air and just talking about the Lord. I mean, what better thing can we do than talk about Jesus and life and how to live better, love each other, and, you know, things like that. I love it.
I love it because the topics that the Lord gives me is something that He wants to work in my life.
Sure.
And it makes me sit and take time to really get into it, and I like that.
Yeah, me too.
So that's kind of selfish of me because it's like me... But it's me that I need work.
Sure.
And the Lord is helping me, and I'm just asking you people to join me in.
Well, what's amazing is we do hundreds of shows, and God always has a topic for you.
I know He does.
So what we're saying is we all need some work.
Yes, we do.
So hey, we're believing that you guys need some work too out there. So that's why we're here. Just going to share the Word of God. You know, just life skills, things like that, that just are going to help you be the best person that you can be. So, Martita, what is our topic today? I liked it. You already told me, but I'm actually pre-cueing it for everybody who's listening. What's our topic?
It is The Five Love Languages by Dr. Gary Chapman.
Oh, okay.
So, I woke up this morning, and the Lord said, I want you to look into it, a reminder, because I've studied this for many years.
Sure.
The first time it was like 25 years ago, and it changed my life.
You can find it on Amazon.
Yes.
You know, go out and grab it.
Really good book.
I've taught so many people, you know, these things in counseling and just one-on-one conversations on how to better themselves and their relationships with their spouses, their children. I mean, this applies to your coworkers, anybody.
Yes.
You know, if you can identify the way that somebody receives love,
yes,
it can change your world.
Yes.
And it can change the way that you reach people.
And the question that I got this morning is, are you loving people the way they feel loved?
Right.
Or are you loving people the way that you feel loved?
Sure.
And that makes a big difference.
I'm always loving people the way I feel loved.
It's the normal thing.
It's my natural default.
Yes. And that's the thing, to figure out your love language, because the truth is, sometimes we don't even know our love language.
Sure.
Because it depends how we grew up and how we were treated.
Right.
And through life, marriage, education, social status, it doesn't matter how you were treated. A lot of times you become that person, and you know, if you ask, I remember when I started taking this the first time, I thought, I honestly don't know what my love language is.
Sure.
I had to really pay attention because I just did what everybody expected.
Sure.
And I didn't know, and I had to start paying attention to what do I like and who am I?
Right.
And that's, the Lord said, hey, let's do this.
Well, you know, in this book, we've learned there's basically five love languages, but I've noticed that a lot of people don't just have just one of those. It's usually one or two, sometimes three. One's more dominant, you know. I mean,
yes.
I actually have all five love languages personally. I think everybody does to some degree.
I agree.
But we lean into a dominant language of love that we feel is the way that we want to be loved, but not everybody has the same one. And that's the dilemma, is that do you understand how, you know, you feel loved versus others? So let's go over what the five love languages are. Everybody's probably wondering that doesn't know about this. And some of you are like, oh, I've heard this a million times. Well, you know what? A million and one won't hurt you. It'll be great to have a refresher, just like you and me are sitting here today. And in the holiday season, you're going to have a lot of opportunities to love people.
And a question that a lot of people say is, but how do I know what the love language is? If we pay attention, if we really pay attention to people, we can figure it out, because you'll do something and you'll see the when there's spark and another. Oh my gosh, my grandson, he just turned 8. He's 8 years old.
Wow.
And he doesn't show a lot of expression. So it's very hard to really,
kind of emotionless, you mean?
Yeah, like he's just not solid. No.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of expression.
Not going to read him like a book.
No, he's not easy to read.
Dig a little deeper.
You have to dig, and you have to spend time with him until he opens up. So he wanted to do Cub Scouts. And I thought, is this just a fade? So I went to the meeting, and I pulled him to the side. And before I paid, I said, do you really want to do this? And his face lit up. And
right.
You could feel the excitement in him. And I'm like,
worth every penny.
Oh my gosh. It was like,
yeah.
He didn't have to verbally speak, even though he said it.
Right.
Very quietly, he goes, yes. But his body language, oh.
He's screaming.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, oh, you're in, kid.
Yeah, right.
I went on and said, how much is it? And I pay for it, because he showed it.
Yeah.
But we need to pay attention.
Sure.
A lot of times we don't pay attention. We need to pay attention to what they say, to the body language, everything. And we will understand and we will get what they need. And not only that it's Cub Scouts to do it by himself, it's we have to be there with him.
Right.
And that's what he gets the thrill out of it.
Sure.
So show me quality time. But anyway.
Nice. Let's quality time. That's
one
of the love
them.
Languages. So let's go over the five.
Okay. So let's start and we'll go real quick through it and then we'll go one by one. It's words of affirmation.
Right.
Physical touch. Gifts. Receiving gifts or gifts. Acts of service and quality time.
Wonderful.
So those are the five.
So what is yours?
I'm a mix.
You're a mix.
I am a mix.
I would say you're a words quality time girl.
I am quality time and physical touch.
Okay.
I need like
that one's a little harder to discern, because people that have that love language is usually aren't like touchy feely people, because they're not wanting to express love to the world, you know, like in a physical touch way.
You have to be. So let's just start with physical touch.
Well, I actually have to retract that a little, because sometimes I'm pretty touchy feely, huggy, you know, kind of person, but it's not.
That's what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Physical touch is not just sexual.
Right.
And most people think, oh, physical touch is all sexual.
Right.
My kids knew the moment I said I need something, they would go, mommy needs a hug.
Right.
It's just my husband. We hold hands all the time. We sit close to each other. My kids always hug me. I grab their hands. At church, they know.
Sure.
I'm a huggy person. I meet you, give me a hug. You know, because that's love language to me.
Right.
So at the same time, we have to be careful.
Because you're trying to love somebody who's not physical touch.
Yes. So now I ask.
Can I give you a hug?
Yes.
It's good.
When I'm praying for somebody, I don't just touch them. I always say, may I touch you?
Right.
Because I don't know if that person has been abused.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's what I want to go. If your love language, whatever your love language is, but since we're doing physical touch
first. Right.
If my love language is physical touch, and you do something hurtful to me physically,
right?
It will hurt deeply.
Got you.
Because that is that way I receive love. And that goes with the five love languages. If it's affirmation, words of affirmation, and I curse you.
Right. I yell at you and cuss you out.
It could be negative.
The words are.
But I take it to heart.
Sure.
While other person says, it doesn't matter what they say. But because that's part of my love language, I will take it a lot deeper.
Sure.
If it's a gift and you are gifts and somebody gives you a gift that, you know, they just didn't mean anything, it hurts because it's like, what? You really didn't care. You just wanted to get it over with.
Sure.
Okay. So this goes for every single one.
Yeah.
The same way that you feel touched, if you do it the wrong way, it will hurt deeply.
Right.
And some people go, get over yourself. You don't understand. That was my love language, and sure, you just drained it.
See, I think the best way to maybe put this into perspective would be, all right, so I have my kids, and I know that what my child's love language is physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
Then to discipline that child and spank them is actually telling them I don't love them rather than putting them in time out or
exactly,
speaking, you know, words to them or something like that. So does that make that? That makes better sense, right?
Yes.
So I would want to be very careful in the way that I discipline that child.
We need to take
not disciplining them in their love language.
We need to learn
right
the love language so we understand what ways to treat each person.
Sure. And, you know, if my child's love language is words of affirmation and then I constantly belittle them and tell them, you know, they're no good with my words, I'm telling them I don't love them, when they were be more like, just spank me, please.
Yes.
You know, because it's not physical touch. But then it goes all the way through quality time. If you tell them, well, I don't want to be around you. You know, when your child's language is quality time, just get away from me. Or I don't want to be around you.
Or now ignoring them.
Rejected.
Yes. As simple as ignoring them.
And that is the worst way to discipline them.
Exactly.
Let's move it over to like spouses. So what is your husband's love language?
His is physical touch, words right, of affirmation, and acts of service.
Right. So mine is acts of service as well. So
he says very strong acts of service.
Oh yeah, I know him. So I'm with you on that. So if I'm trying to do something for you and you tell me to stop, you know, you're basically saying, I don't want your love.
Yes.
You know, I'm out washing the car for you. See, me and my wife have these battles all the time because she's quality time and words of affirmation and I'm acts of service. So I'm out there washing her car, cleaning the house, doing everything for her. And she's like, he doesn't even love me. He'd rather spend more time doing other things. And I'm like, I'm trying to love you with all I got in my own language. And it's literally like, you're very fluent in Spanish, you know, and I don't speak Spanish at all. So if you're trying to communicate with me in Spanish, I'm not going to understand a word that you're saying. And you fully understand what you're trying to communicate.
Exactly.
But it's not going to work. So you have to learn to speak to people in their language in the way that they feel love.
It makes so much sense because if you communicate in the way, if you take the time, like my husband is the same way. He is a servant. And when they, like if the kids didn't clean their car, he will say, they don't love me.
Right.
And it's like, they love you, babe. But to them, that is not their love language.
Right.
So it's learning to communicate in a way that I know each one what they need and then supply it. But then if they're not doing it to me, it's my job to say, can we talk and say, this is how I feel loved.
Right.
Can you help with that? Yes. This is what means a lot to me. My husband goes out there. He does dishes. He sweeps. He mops. He does everything. And I appreciate it. But hold my hand. Sit with me. Put the phone down. Talk to me. Spend time with me. That talks to me a lot louder in love than cleaning the house for me.
Sure.
Not that I'm not grateful. I'm super grateful. But if you want to speak my love language, I need that quality time.
Yeah. Well, all this is great, you know, but it feels very psychology-based, Martita. So let's bring the Word of God into play, and let's look at these different love languages, and let's figure out, you know, some different scriptures and some things that actually affirm these things in the Bible.
So let's start with Proverbs 18:21.
Yeah, words of affirmation, right?
Yes. Their tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. When the Lord spoke, he said, you know, we are made in his image. So all the love languages come from the Lord.
Right.
Because we're made in his image.
Sure.
And he put that in us. Okay? Makes it very interesting. And he spoke the world. He spoke love to us. He showed it. And that's our, he's our first example
yeah.
in how to follow through.
Yeah, and Jesus was the complete and total of love. God is love. So all of these languages exist in God and through God.
And in us.
Sure.
Because he, we're created in his image.
Right.
And now that we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, the Holy Spirit is inside of us, and he's going to help us to go through it.
Sure. But I think the bottom line is this, words have power.
Amen.
So words of affirmation are actually words that affirm and bring positivity, but you can bring death. You can have words of death as well over people, and those words will have fruit
yes.
in their lives. Now, some people it will mean more, and others it will mean less to them, but you are still releasing power through your words
yes.
over people, and words that I believe are that are affirming are from the heart of God.
Yes.
God's an encourager. He loves people. He's building people up. He's not trying to tear you down. He's not trying to expose you. He's trying to reach out and show you his love. And in that way, we could go to the next one, physical touch.
Yes.
And it's nonverbal, but it's a demonstration of love nonetheless, you know, like you were saying earlier, a hug or something like that. So, you know, look at Mark 10:15-16. It says, I tell you the truth, anybody who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. Then he took the children in his arms and he placed his hands on their heads and he blessed them. God is a physical touch. God wants to hold us. You know, God wants us to hold each other. He wants to, you know, express love through physical attributes.
Yes, and look at Mark 1:31. So he went to her bedside, this is Peter's mother-in-law, took her by the hand and helped her sit up. Then the fever left her and she prepared a meal for them. He
yeah.
used that touch for healing.
Sure.
For restoration.
And there's a lot of scripture, and we don't have time to really go into that in detail right now, but the Bible says lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Physically
yes.
touch them. You know, they anointed them and they would place their hands over them. You know, we pray for people all the time. You know, when somebody comes to me and they says, man, I have back pain, I take my hand and I place it over by their back and I begin to speak life. So I'm taking physical touch and words of affirmation through prayer. And I am actually applying them to their body in prayer and actually, you know, spending quality time with them in that moment of prayer.
No,
right?
Even
so
before
you can
that,
see it all happening.
You heard first, you listened.
Yeah.
So you had the time to listen to them, to hear their heart, to hear their need. And then you came back and said, okay, now let's pray. And may I touch you? And I put the hand on them. And
yeah.
if it's a male with a female and she doesn't feel comfortable, you can ask another female
sure.
to put the hand on her and then
Absolutely.
Pray over her. So there's ways to, because not only that.
There's proper.
Proper. And if that person's been hurt physically, we need to switch that to healthy ways of touching.
Right.
So she can be, or he, it's either
right,
sex.
Either one.
To be restored.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, children that are beat up or abused, we have to be careful how we touch them and approach
right.
them. We want them to start feeling safe and show them the difference of what a healthy physical touch, quality time is like.
Sure. So let's talk about quality time. You know, sometimes the biggest struggle I see people having is just to be present with other people.
Yes.
You know, everybody's on their phones. They're in their own little zones. They're, you know, on watching TV. There's no eye contact anymore, really. The focus is not there with people, even driving, things like that. You just see people are checked out. They're in their own little worlds, and they're not looking to spend quality time with other people because they're focusing on themselves. And so many times, myself included, we can become very self-centered. When's the last time you really took the time to listen to somebody and do something they like to do, not what you like to do? That's what quality time is. Quality time is when I watch a chick flick with my wife, knowing that the whole time she's going to sleep through the whole thing, and then I'm stuck trying to get to the end of this movie. Okay. And, you know, she's just snuggled up quality time in my arms, loving every minute of everything. And I'm stuck watching this Hallmark Channel Christmas at Plum Creek or whatever it is, you know. And I'm like, this is sacrifice. This is truly laying my life down and spending quality time with my wife.
I do that with my husband. He watches TV. He picks a movie. And then he lays down. I'm tickling his feet. He goes to sleep. I'm stuck watching this movie. His feet are on my lap as I'm tickling him. Then he wakes up at the end. And he goes, that was great.
Oh, yeah. What a great movie.
But you know what? I want to read real quick in Matthew 17, 1 through 9. How about if I read the first four verses and you read the rest?
Sure.
Okay. 6 days later, Jesus took Peter and the two brothers, James and John, and led them up on a high mountain to be alone. As the man watched, Jesus' appearance was transformed so that his face was shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. Suddenly, Moses and Elijah appeared and began talking with Jesus. Peter exclaimed, Lord, it's wonderful for us to be here. If you want, I'll make three shelters as memorials, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
But even as he spoke, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, this is my dearly loved son who brings me great joy. Listen to him. The disciples were terrified and fell face down on the ground. And Jesus came over and touched them. He said, get up, he said, don't be afraid. And when they looked up, Moses and Elijah were gone, and they saw only Jesus. As they went back down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, don't tell anybody what you've seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead.
Okay, I wanted to read
That's
this.
Quality time.
Yes, because first
Hanging
he takes
with Moses,
them.
Moses, Elijah, and Jesus.
He took them aside up to the mountain to have quality time with them. And then, listen, the Father says, this is my dearly loved Son who brings me great joy. Words of affirmation are set right there and then. So they're together.
Yes. And words come forth.
Yes. It's
quality
life.
Quality time is happening.
It's amazing. And then if we go later on and we read, you know, the Lord gave his life for us. So he gave his life. He sacrificed physically. He sacrificed himself to reconcile us. So we see everything in everything he does.
Mm-hmm.
He is our example. If we really look at it, we learn from him. We have the Holy Spirit to flow through. I'm asking you, pay attention. Look. Just look. Those little things can transform your relationship with everybody.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. And, you know, we just have to be mindful. We've got to take the time to look at people and see where they're at so that we can minister to them, from our spouses to our kids to our coworkers and our neighbors. You know, if you can recognize and understand the way they receive love, then you're in a great position to share Jesus with them because you can love them with all of that happening, you know, around you.
So, and they can receive it.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. We've been talking today about the five love languages. We really hit good on physical touch. We hit good on quality time, Martita.
Words of affirmation.
We talked about words. Let's, not forget acts of service. That's my favorite love language. I love to do things for people. You can always spot somebody at church whose love language is acts of service because they're cleaning up, they're doing things, they're participating, they're helping in everything at church. And they do it with love. And I love that love language. I want to help people. I want to be there. I want to do things for people. But the last one that we haven't even really touched on is the giving of gifts and receiving gifts. This the thoughtfulness of gifts.
That's one of mine.
Is it?
Yes, that's one of mine. And I know I didn't realize it was, but let me give you an example. I have a rock that my husband gave me when we were first married. He had this
like a
little
pet rock.
It's
with
a little
eyes on it.
No. A simple black little rock.
Right.
And
it's cross carved on
like
it.
Nothing.
Just a rock.
And he brought it home and he goes, I saw this rock and it made me think of you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he brought it home and it's a love rock.
It's just a rock.
Simple, plain, little, shiny rock.
Wow.
I carried it in my car for years, and I then put the love rock on it, and my kids called it the love rock. One day, we went to Home Depot, and they were selling all the same rocks because this is for the yard, and they come and goes, Mom, look at all the love rocks they have at Home Depot.
Yeah, right.
And I still have that rock. Why? Because he picked it out of a yard, and he said, you're my rock. And that's what he wanted to say to me. You are
so
my
good.
Rock. It's not the money.
It's like the gospel.
Exactly. It's a gift.
Right.
What a precious gift the Lord gave us with his life.
Yeah, the rock of ages.
Yes. Jesus,
the Christ who gave his life for us.
The cornerstone.
His love towards us that while we were sinners, he died for us.
That's right. What a better time to celebrate.
Yeah. See, the bottom line is we're made in God's image. Therefore, all of the love languages come from the Lord.
Yes.
From Genesis 1:26, when God said, let us make man in our image to be like us. We found that Jesus is everything that we need. So, guys, we hope you've enjoyed the program today. Study each other's love languages out there. Learn to love each other the way that God loves you and the way that you should be just loving those around you, from your coworkers to your kids to your spouses. Just be found in love this holiday season. God bless you guys, and thanks for tuning in.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marathon, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.